Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us today. I'm very excited to have our next guest on. His name is Robert Reed. He owns Grey Bruce Design in Markdale, Ontario. Now, Robert is a very interesting person, and I've gotten to know him quite well over the last couple of years. Robert has lived all over the world, and he's a former professor of design. So I'd like to welcome you to the show. Robert, welcome.
Hey, great. Thanks, Roger. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us. I've really been looking forward to having you on the show because I think you have very interesting perspective on macroeconomics and what's going on in the world today, specifically between Canada and the U.S., given this the brand new tariffs that have been placed upon Canada and reciprocal tariffs on the U.S. And I think we can talk about that sort of as a whole and then, you know, trickle that down to what's happening at a very local level. But maybe you could talk to us a little bit about your background first, and then we can kind of segue into what it is that you're doing right now as you endeavor to launch Grey Bruce Design.
Sure. That's one of those questions I always find difficult to answer without, I'm at the risk of boring people because I have a lot of education and experience and I've done many, many things in my career. But to summarize it rather quickly, actually, I'm trained, or my education, I am trained as an interior designer in Europe as an interior architect. A master's degree from a great university, Pratt, in New York City. I did additional research after that, where I did my PhD studies in the south of France, and that was specifically looking at the relationship of brand strategy to built space. Unfortunately, a lot of people think of brand as identity or color, but it's this whole holistic, comprehensive experience, and no one had ever done research on that before, and I found it particularly interesting. So I delved into that a few years ago. Yes, I've taught. I've taught as an adjunct professor at a couple of universities in the US, and then overseas, I was hired to create an entire undergraduate interior design curriculum in a big architecture school, which was wonderful because I've written every course and I've taught every course. And what's terrific about that is I get to apply all that knowledge even to the work that I do now. I've worked, I guess I'm coming up to about 25 years in the design industry from when I finished graduate school. And I've worked all over the world. I've done projects all over the world, from large scale commercial to very small residential and product design. Projects are in graphic design, and I've won awards for all of those. So I really come even to this community with a wealth of design experience.
Yeah, and you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you're joining us from Markdale, Ontario.
I am.
From Grey Bruce Design, and you've got a neighboring shop, Grey Bruce Design Shop. Now, we talked a little bit before the show about the fact that you've been going to a lot of trade shows recently. Can you tell us a bit about the trade shows and what you're hearing from some of your various suppliers?
So this time of the year is really trade show season. So in February, I was at four different trade shows, from product to builder, the kitchen and bath industry show, the international builder show, which are enormous. They're the biggest in the world, hosted in Las Vegas. And it's been interesting. When I was in New York City at the beginning of February, the trade show started the day after tariffs were announced. So walking through, speaking to vendors, particularly American vendors or international vendors that have distributors in the U.S., everybody was very apologetic. It was quite interesting. The discussion isn't just about the product, but it's how to get product to Canada, not knowing what was going to happen with tariffs, or not knowing if product would be unable to be shipped into Canada, because it was a complete unknown. Even now, it's a complete unknown, you know, 6 weeks in. At the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show in Las Vegas and the International Builders Show, again, the same thing. Suppliers and vendors, particularly global suppliers, were looking at how to get product into Canada, bypassing the U.S., which is really interesting. Coming back here and working with clients from across Canada, they're all asking the exact same question. Is the budget of their project now substantially higher because they have to account for tariffs? And unfortunately, a lot of us, we really don't know what's going to happen because they're not in place yet. But everyone is having that discussion. But what is the effect on us as business people, and how do we pass that on, or what will we be passing on to our customers and clients when it comes to their specific projects?
Yeah, it's certainly a huge concern. And I think that's part and parcel of the premise of this podcast, is try to understand things at a macroeconomic level and how they affect things at sort of a hyper local or community level. Can you tell us a bit more about the Gray Bruce Design brand?
Sure. I can actually go back to why we're here. Markdale, the little town that no one's ever heard of. Whenever I explain to people that where I am, they always ask, where is that? And I have to give that proximity between, or how far we are north of Toronto, that's a good reference, or how far we are south of Owen Sound. Because again, it's one of the, is at a major intersection of two highways, but it's been a drive-through town for numerous decades. I'm here, and we set up Gray Bruce Design, initially the studio in Markdale, because of, during COVID, we bought a farm 10 minutes from here. And even though we lived in Toronto, because I'm part owner of a couple of other businesses too. So I'm part owner, or I'm owner of Toronto Custom Kitchens and Baths, part owner of a glass and hardware company, which is luxury glass and hardware. We've had clients from Muskoka West, right to the west side, up into Parry Sound region. Of course, we deal with Ottawa and Montreal and across Canada. But having our farm here and not having any showroom, it made sense to us to open a little showroom that we could drive our clients and customers from the Muskoka region or up in here in Thornbury and Meaford, you know, southern Georgian Bay, over to the Markdale showroom, so they didn't have to worry about driving into Toronto. There really weren't a lot of resources up here unless you rely on the big box stores. So it was interesting, I thought, as an opportunity to create a boutique little showroom in the region that we could draw our customers over to. So that was really the genesis of Gray Bruce Design Studio. And quite frankly, from the design side, I was working out of my little farmhouse on 100 acres and nobody would know that I was there. So having some street front presence seemed to be a good idea, that people could come to us, or at least they would know who we were. So this confluence of ideas led us to open in a little storefront on the main street in Markdale, Ontario, a small little office and showroom. Actually, it's interesting, Roger, this space had been vacant for 25 years when I leased it for this, for my office and showroom. In fact, the design shop, which I'll talk about a moment, next door, had been vacant for about 15 years. So on Main Street here in Markdale, 2 years ago, when initially this idea was germinating, 75% of Main Street was vacant. And a lot of it, the space had been vacant for many, many years, if not a couple of decades. So it was quite fun, actually, to trailblaze a little bit, to come into a little farm town and say, hey, let's open something that they've never seen before and see what happens. Because that in itself would generate a lot of buzz. But who are these people and why are they opening on Main Street? So that was really what the genesis was. And to be quite frank, it also gave me an opportunity to socialize, so I can get off the farm, come over here and work and have people come in the door, ask what we do. So it in itself was like a grassroots, almost like a promotional opportunity, because people could see us. So, and that was, that's about a year and a half ago. So it was a year ago, back in October, which was great. And again, a lot of great interest. We had a great kickoff opening party with live music and catered, again, something Markdale had never seen before. So again, created a lot of great buzz. And it also is demonstrating that I really wanted to be a part of the community here, which was important. That again, not this elitist trying to be, or you know, somewhere else off the beaten path, but you know, we're on Main Street, we're revitalizing a building that had been vacant for a quarter of a century, having a door open policy. So obviously not this winter, but when the weather is great, we always have a door open, we invite people in. What was interesting is from that, customers or clients who were coming in started asking for specific merchandise or products or services, which led to the, again, taking the initiative to open a very specific design shop next door, where we procured product from all over the world into, again, little old Markdale, Ontario, but there are things that they would never find anywhere else remotely around us. And that also would inspire, hopefully, customers to come from other parts of Ontario to Markdale as a destination that wouldn't just serve us as the design studio, the design shop, but then that ripple effect, they go to the tailor embroidery shop next door, they go to the deli next door, they go to the restaurant across the road, but it gives a reason for people to come here because it was something completely different. And again, very abbreviated time frame, we have customers coming from Toronto. The design shop has been open for 6 months, and we specifically have customers coming from Collingwood, Thornbury, Meaford. We are now a destination stop as people are driving up to their ski chalets or their cottages in the fall and through the winter. So it's really cool to see what kind of activity you can generate if you just try to do something. You bring something very different to the market and you open it up for everybody to know who you are and why you're there. That was a big explanation.
It's a great explanation. And I consider you to be somewhat of a humble fellow, but I would like to say that, and I'm not the only one who thinks this, but you've almost single-handedly put Markdale on the map. Like, you've done so much for that community, and you've also been recognized by the local South Grey Chamber of Commerce. You won an award recently. Could you tell our viewers a little bit about that, please?
I appreciate you bringing that up. Actually, that's very humbling that in October, we won for the Grey Bruce Design Studio and Shop, so the Grey Bruce Design brand. We won Best New Business in the region, which is quite an expansive region, through the Chamber of Commerce. And we have been open under a year. So that accolade, again, was surprising and we really appreciated it. But we've heard that, Roger, from numerous people that until we chose to open here, other people weren't willing to take the leap of faith or take that risk to open up a new business. So to have, and again, in that first year, to have people come in the door just to thank us for refurbishing this space on the old Main Street is remarkable to me. And as I'm sitting at my desk, as I face a window out to the Main Street, every day I can't count how many people walk by and just wave at me through the window. Or they go into the design shop and whoever's wearing the design, thank us for opening this cool little place that's a destination on the Main Street of Markdale. Because a few years ago, they said there was nothing to come to Main Street for. That they had the deli, the bank, and the hardware store, and that was really about it. And so now that Main Street's full, and again, that happened, that turnaround happened so quickly, and quite a range of retailers and service providers who have moved on here. You're right, it's transformed. Mark, and I'm really happy if we've played a little or big part of that. It's just showing what's possible. Because yeah. I was just going to say, having done that, media, of course, let people know that we were here. We did a big media blitz over the course of a year. We had print ads in every regional lifestyle magazine. But to have these media partners become huge cheerleaders of what we're trying to do, again, is quite a compliment, but that's been very humbling too. That, and for them to say, before we did ads and they understood who we were and what we were trying to do, there was no reason, unfortunately, I mean, for all the other businesses, they didn't feel that there was a reason to come to Markdale, because anything they would come here for, they could get in their own town. But now that's not the case.
Yeah, and such is the case with a lot of smaller, more rural Ontario towns that are otherwise sort of in decline, at least from a retail landscape perspective. But you seem to have breathed new life into Markdale.
Well, I think part of it is from my perspective, and again, it was intentional, we also wanted to activate the Main Street. That the Main Street was kind of dull, again, not a lot of activity going on. And so I made a point, and I think everybody needs to take the initiative to do this and want to open a business. Before we opened, of course, we had the paper lining the window. We had a big announcement of what we were going to be doing. I went to every neighboring retailer in Markdale to introduce myself. See, this is because nobody knew who I was. This is who I am. This is what we're doing. We hope we can become business partners in some respect, at least support each other. And I think people were surprised by that, that I wasn't staying within the confines of my little workspace, but I really wanted to be a partner on the street and in the town. I also took that a step further with my neighboring businesses. We actually, because we rep product lines, we have lighting and we have furniture and a few other things. I made the offer to my three neighboring businesses. I would be happy to provide street furniture, on behalf of Gray Bruce Design Studio, just as long as they took care of it and they would bring it at night and put it out during the day. So we did that. I mean, literally in 2 days from furniture being on the street, there was never a seat to be had. It was always full. So it helped to start to activate the street. Also, from the facade perspective, I'm a designer, offered to help some of my neighboring businesses with signage, helping them to refurbish the facades of their buildings. And I'm not charging them, they pay whatever the costs were, but I wasn't charging them anything. And so we went from, again, a very bland streetscape to we now have awnings on the street, which harkens back to way back in the old days when all the businesses had awnings. So we have colorful awnings, we have street furniture, I've provided planters, I've provided design services for banners on the post. So it's interesting to see how quickly a street or a block even can become activated if somebody takes the initiative to do that. And I think that's helped. So to get back to your comment, that has really helped to activate the street. And by doing that too, people know who we are and that we are making a big investment in our town. We want it to look great. We want there to be an appeal to have people come into town. In fact, we have a couple of billboards on Highway 10 as you're driving north. And it has our business names, but also has Main Street. So Main Street Markdale. So it's identifying Main Street Markdale. And it really is funny to have the people who've come in who say they drive up and down this road all of the time. They've been doing it for years. They have never made a turn at the traffic light, either east or west to come on to the street, but then to see a sign, say, oh, what is that? And it leads to a bit of a opportunity for discovery of businesses. And so it's terrific. For example, this past weekend, the weather was beautiful, that the street was packed. So let alone cars, but just with pedestrian traffic going in and out of the shops, that they, and all these people have said too, that a year ago, they would never have done that because they didn't know there was anything here. So it's great to see that activity happen.
Yeah, there's been so much positive change in such a short period of time. You really put Markdale on the map to the extent that it seems like all roads lead to Markdale these days. Certainly a great vibe. You're really walking the walk when it comes to supporting local. And you hear it from people in the community, you know, like people know who you are. They know that you've gone out of your way to connect with local businesses. And I think it's kind of rare that local businesses sort of work together to promote their little sort of corner of the world. And I love the work that you're doing with, Susan's Deli down the street, the JJMJ embroidery shop next door. But there's more to Gray Bruce Design than simply the studio or the shop. You've got bigger plans. Could you tell our viewers what to expect, say, for example, if they were to go and visit your website?
Sure. Yeah, I always joke that no moss grows under my feet. So I'm always thinking ahead. So we've established now two entities. We have a few more coming up, but we know that what the long game is, and we just have these incremental steps as we're heading towards that into our end game. So Gray Bruce Design, I mean, my name isn't important, I always say, to something like this. So the Gray Bruce Design name was very intentional because it's of the region. So this Gray Bruce, we have Gray County and Bruce County, we have this incredible region. Anybody who's in this part of the world, even from Toronto, recognizes locations like Tobermory, for example, which is up on the peninsula, which is stunning. And so to be on the coasts of two you know, significant bodies of water. So between South Georgian Bay and Lake Huron, that it's very much a destination. I know vacation destinations, but that was intentional because, again, personal accolades aren't important. So having my name on the door, that doesn't mean anything to anybody, but to be of Grey Bruce was very important. The services that we provided through Grey Bruce Design Studio were an anomaly, like we're it up here. And so it was, you know, being able to bring that up, seeing the design shop, being able to bring that up. These are two extent brand, and I sometimes put my professor hat on, start talking about brand extensions, but they really became, or they are two of the many proposed extensions of the Grey Bruce design brand. So we do have a content site, which is greybrucedesign.ca, where it's really looking at this opportunity for information related to lifestyle. Not selling anything, it's completely free. Anybody can go and follow or can sign up to our newsletter. And it's really looking at content or design content and creative content that's based in our region. I mean, it's accessible to everybody, but it's based in the region. When we expanded into the Grey Bruce Design Studio, is specifically about design services, creating products and showrooms, not available up here. With the Grey Bruce Design Shop, creating or bringing product and really a retail experience that has never been seen up here. For expanding this spring, Grey Bruce Design Outdoor, which is furniture and product and decorative items, which again, we're bringing that up to this region, further extension. We have a private label collection, Grey Bruce Design Collection, again, available up here, that all falls under this Grey Bruce Design brand. And it's really cool, I think, to have this opportunity to create a small fledgling lifestyle brand that's based in Markdale, Ontario. So a small little farm town that has the potential to expand literally across the country. And from this beautiful part of the world. And really there's no limits or boundaries on where we can take that. I'm just hoping the more people become aware of the Grey Bruce Design brand, more people follow us, it'll provide us more fodder and opportunity to expand even further beyond this small part of Ontario.
And you're right. Markdale's beautiful. It's a beautiful region here in Grey Bruce. I happen to be in Fleshverton, which is a town just 10 minutes, if that, south of Markdale. So, you know, the same loud truck that's going by my window now will be going by your window in a few minutes.
About 5 minutes. Yeah, you're right.
Right? But it's been great talking to you, Robert. And I think for sure I reserve the right to invite you back onto the show because it would be great to reconnect in a little bit, just to sort of keep tabs on your progress and your success. But if you could leave our viewers with a couple of things about yourself at Grey Bruce Design, what would you want them to know?
Actually, I'm going to answer your question without being non-specific answering your question, because it's less about Grey Bruce Design. I appreciate that I'm on here and I get to promote and support Grey Bruce Design. On this initial interview that we've done, I want people to really look at small towns as opportunities, not as something you drive through. Because it's not just Markdale or it's not just Fleshverton, that it's all the small communities around us. There is such tremendous opportunity, and it just takes someone with a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit to take a leap of faith. Because post-COVID, people have moved out of the big cities. Yes, some people want to move back and move out of the big cities. And the wealth of experience that's available in our region here, Roger, I find it intimidating and a little bit daunting. And again, not to be flippant by saying this, because of course it takes a personal commitment, it takes a financial commitment to be able to do this. But what is the worst thing that can happen by trying something new in an area? I think that the opportunity far outweighs the risks. And we're seeing that, and I appreciate you bringing this up, that we have seen that in the time that I've known you, or we've known each other, is to see, oh, there's a good siren, that'll come by you shortly.
Right.
To see the after we tried this, to see the new businesses that have opened in the area, and they're all well received. People are excited to see that enthusiasm. Like I said a moment ago, to have that happy people on the street waving at, before I was a complete stranger, but saying hello to me in the grocery store, waving me on the street, just shows how quickly you can become part of a community. And I'm excited to see where we can take it from this first year and a bit, to see where what we'll be talking about a year from now.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I'm really like the way you answered that question, because there is something certainly special about small towns in Ontario, and certainly in Grey Bruce and Markdale in particular. If people wanted to reach out to you, what's the best way to do that?
I think the best way is probably through one of our contact forms on our website or by email. So with the Grey Bruce Design Studio, of course, it's www.gbds.ca, which is for Grey Bruce Design Studio. Through our parent brand, which is Grey Bruce Design, which is Grey Bruce Designs, .ca. We also are on Instagram. And because with our area code, our Instagram tags all have our area code, which is 519. So for the design studio, it's GBDS 519. For the design shop, it's at GBD Shop 519. For Grey Bruce Design, it's Grey Bruce Design 519. So we're pretty easy to find or to source. So, and we're welcome to answer any questions if anybody's up here. They're looking for some services or just some advice, or anybody really wants to know more about what we're doing and what our plans are. I'm happy to answer any questions for anybody.
Fantastic. It was really great having you on. And like I said, I look forward to bringing you back on the show.
But thanks, Roger.
I'd like to thank you for joining me. And I'd like to thank all of our viewers for joining me as well. And I'd like to wish everybody a happy St. Paddy's Day. And we'll see you next time. Take care.